Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, talking some Tiger baseball. Look, they've narrowed this gap to 1.5. And, you know, last week we brought up the Tigers, and we got a text. And it was addressed to me. It said, Doug, you're overreacting about the Tigers. People don't care. It's football season. And I'm like, okay, I know that there are people out there that care. But there also speaks a little bit to the disbelief as to what they're doing is, you know, you sell at the trade deadline. You call up a bunch of guys that nobody's heard of, and you're just plucking Hanafis off the street, and they're closing games out for you. And the next thing you know, they're a game and a half out of the playoffs with roughly 2 weeks left in the season. And so we're kind of wondering where you're at in terms of intensity in following this thing. This has all the makings of maybe one of the great Detroit sports stories in a long time. If we actually see playoff baseball this year, if they actually pull this off, and this is clearly within striking distance, and are clearly in this thing, if they pull this off, I mean, are we doing shows from Comerica? Is downtown packed? Have season ticket holders, have you gotten an email about playoff tickets? Has anybody started to budget for this? Because nobody has. Nobody was thinking about this. This is out of left field with a whole bunch of who the F are these guys? And it's bordering on one of the great Detroit sports stories in a long time. Now, I think there's still a large level of disbelief. I think there's probably a lot of people that said, talk to me in September. You know, talk to me within three games, middle of September. Well, now they're within 1.5, and I still think they don't believe. And that's fine, because there's no track record with a lot of these guys. There's a little bit of the clock striking midnight and the carriage turning into a pumpkin.
Look, you don't have to believe that they're going to get it done, but why would you stop yourself from at least being interested in checking in on it? That's the part I don't understand. I think this is a fun team to watch. This is, you know, when the season looks like it's not going to go anywhere, what do people say? Just call up the kids and let's see the kids play.
Yeah.
Well, they've kind of done that for the most of the season.
No. And in fact, they basically said that's what we're trying to do. That's why we're not signing people.
I mean, you look at last night's game and the kids getting things done. Parker Meadows, who was sent down after 5 weeks because he was hitting 0.96, you know, now has an OPS of like it's 7.48 right now is his OPS, mm-hmm. which is well above league average considering this guy played 5 weeks of the season to start off and was just mung. You know, you got Wenzel Perez, who was brought up and really, I think, without earning it, but they just needed somebody to come up. They brought him up. And he hit the ground running, then got into a little bit of a lull, got hurt, came back real recently, like a week ago, and he comes up with a monster hit last night. You've got Colt Keith, who's been with his team all season long, as you pointed out earlier in the game. Two on, can't get it done. Bases loaded, can't get it done. Comes up again and says, you know what? No. Boom, two-run home run into right center field. He's a rookie, and he's hitting .263, and his OPS is just under .700. Trey Sweeney, part of the trade when you traded Flaherty away. Mm-hmm. Oh, who's this guy? He's just a throw-in on it, right? I mean, he's a Triple-A shortstop, but he doesn't really have a chance. Well, he's played really well at shortstop. And last night, Zach Fly getting it done. All these guys are getting it done. AJ Hinch is pushing the right buttons. Hey, let me put in Andy Ibanez. Why? Because they got a left-handed pitcher. Andy Ibanez kills left-handed pitching. What happened? Base hit automatically.
I mean, for people that are still keeping score on AJ Hinch, the sixth inning opened with an Andy Ibanez pinch hit single, and he came around to score on a Wenzel Perez pinch hit double that scored two. And the way he handled the bullpen after pulling Reese Olson in the third inning, they gave up two earned runs pretty quickly, but after that, juggled it the rest of the way and shut him down. He probably would have taken two earned runs after Reese Olson gave up four. And it was still the third inning. So it was a good day for AJ Hinch. And I scale 1 to 12, I'm at 11.5, Gators at a 12. Yeah. The reason I'm being honest, I did flip around when they fell behind 4-0 thinking, might not be their night. Came back in time to see the McKinstry triple and the Sweeney sack fly. And then I was back on board the rest of the way. If I were 12, I never would have changed the channel.
You know, I mentioned about base running. I want to single out Jake Rogers for coming home. He came home from first base.
On the Wenzel Perez.
Jake Rogers. He's not fleet of foot.
Wenzel Perez. Sorry.
And it was with one out. It was like two outs and he had a running start.
Yeah.
I mean, that was impressive.
Paul's in Shelby and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I listen to you every day. You give this old man some enjoyment. I called earlier in the year and told you there were five players that weren't producing. And two of those players aren't playing as much. That's the shortstop, and they put Maeda into the bullpen. And I could be wrong, but I think the Tigers play more players per game than any other team, and their three outfielders are producing. So my level is at a 10 because I have to keep myself normal because I've been rooting for all sports. But I want to say this. I have the parking lot downtown. I've never seen so many people coming to the Tiger games the last couple of weeks than ever before. The enthusiasm is there. My last thing is I didn't see the Lions game, but did they have anything for Joe Schmidt? Because that,
yes.
When I was growing up, Al Kaline, Joe Schmidt, and Gordie Howe were all my idols. So I'll listen to what you have to say. Great show. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul. They did do so. They did honor Joe Schmidt during the game. I forget if it was during the game or if it was in a pregame. But, yeah, they had his picture up on the big screen. They had a statement about Joe Schmidt, and he was one of the Lions' all-time greats. One thing I would add to his call about the outfielders, it's not three outfielders producing. It's four. You got Kerry Carpenter who's playing there, or he plays at DH, and Matt Vierling will play in the outfield or play anywhere else in the field. But you know, they've got four guys that are producing there, let alone your Colt Keith and, you know, Torkelson is producing since he's been brought back up, and everybody else is contributing when they can.
Feedback, I'm at a 3 or a 4. It's a little harder to enjoy this run, knowing they would be firmly in the playoffs if they had just signed Chapman in the offseason. Now, whether they make it or not, they have no excuse to not spend big money this winter.
Well, you never know.
You never do
you
know.
You never know. You don't know about chemistry. I mean, you could just look at numbers and say, yeah, okay, fair enough. But they didn't. And now they're starting to play. You know, you've got places for all these guys to play.
They made it pretty clear that they weren't going to block anybody. I you know, and I made the case earlier, doing this with a free agent signing, it's not a bad thing. Doing it without a free agent signing is potentially better because you might be setting the foundation for a bit of a consistent run here. Of a bunch of guys that are cheap and under club control, and now you have more money to spend on other positions where you know you need help.
Yeah, I mean, Chapman's had a heck of a season after a horrible start. I do want to give him credit for that. 24 home runs and 73 RBI right now, and his 777 OPS. He also negotiated a new contract extension.
Tigers still need to make up three games in the loss column because of the tiebreaker. It's still a long shot. That's from an unnamed texter. I'd be more into the Tigers, but Xfinity removed the station earlier this year. And then he says, slash Bally's? Yes, but they're back. I don't know if you know that, but they are back. I'm enjoying every moment of the Tigers. It's great to be emotional during these games. It's been a long time since it mattered. Every game counts like the playoffs right now. This is awesome. That's from an unnamed texter. I'm at a 5 because this feels more like a fluke held together by duct tape and chewing gum rather than the norm going forward. There was some of that at the beginning, I don't know, man. It's every passing day it gets a little bit more credible, right?
Yes.
I'm full send. I'm at a 12 on the Tigers. I bought four tickets last night for the Friday series opener against Chicago. LFG, it's going to happen. Postseason baseball, here we come. That's from Justin in Madison Heights.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I don't think it's foolish to be thinking about it. Start war chesting some money, setting aside for playoff tickets if they get there. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. First round, forgive us for not knowing the playoff format. It's been a minute. First round would be on the road. If you're in the 3-6 game, which they likely would be.
I forget what the format is. Is it best of three or is it best of five?
I think it's best of three, and I think it's all at the three-seeded's house. 248-539-9797. Dwayne is next. Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Good.
So it's a lot of fun to be a Detroiter, isn't it?
Yes.
So a couple observations. I'm on a group text with about seven guys. Every time the Tigers play, we keep sending back a bunch of notes, and one guy sent me a thing last night. He goes, "Man, AJ seems like a genius, doesn't he?" And I text him back. I go, "Well, actually, he is a genius. You know, if you look up his stats when he went to Stanford, he's a pretty bright guy."
Yeah.
But the one thing that I would say is that, you know, I know Casey's getting the ball tonight. Sometimes I feel like we'd be better going with a bullpen game. I hope he can show up and be a 1-1 and control his emotions and do the things he needs to do, because, you know, when he wasn't in, I think we won more than we did when he was starting for us. So I just hope he can be the guy we want him to be. And I'm all in on the Tigers. I have been all season. It's been fun to watch them battle. It's been fun to watch them play one game. Really, truly, to me, their mindset is one game at a time. They don't seem to get too far ahead ever. And AJ's done a great job keeping this young clubhouse in check, you know. And it makes me happy to say I'm a Detroit Tiger fan.
He's talked at great length about trying to alleviate pressure, ratcheting up intensity without ratcheting up the pressure. But he was a psychology guy at Stanford. Well, Stanford kids. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.